From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome back to this week's Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at the Remus Repeal Reserve 4.
Wow, a lot of R's there.
It actually took us three tries to get that because I was just doing my R's a lot. And I can't roll them anyway, but it's pretty good.
You look kind of Spanish, I don't know.
Reserve, how about that?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the 2020 medley. It is a blend of two of their mash bills. So you've got a 21% rye mash bill and a 36% rye mash bill, both of their bourbons. It's 77% of their 21% and 23% of their 36%.
You lost me. Percentages.
Oh, I was like, we should probably like...
I'm like, are we reading stocks? We
should put like some numbers in the air, carry yeah. the one. It is non-age dated. However, it does note on the bottle that these barrels were pulled or were filled in 2008, which if this is actually bottled in 2020, would make it a 12-year whiskey. It's 100 proof.
Your math is good.
I try. I can do those even numbers.
Yeah.
It's a 12-year, 100 proof, $80 SRP.
Not bad.
All right, let's go into it. You know, an MGP is always a very sought after type of whiskey. You used to get, you know, 9 to 14-year-old MGP bourbons coming from Smooth Ambler and stuff like that at barrel strength, and people just went crazy for it. So I'm really excited to kind of see what's in this one. So on the nose, what are you getting?
Get a ton of cherry, some like cotton candy.
I was about to say the cotton candy's there for me. That's like, just always one I can pull out.
Bubble yum, bubble. Is it?
Yep.
Or double bubble.
Like the chalk on the outside of it or big league chew.
Big league chew. Yeah. Brings me back to like baseball or being a kid.
Mm.
Probably because he's a big league chew. But
did you play a lot of baseball growing up?
I did.
Yep. That's right. We talked about it before.
The old knuckle curve.
No, I think I stopped in little league. I couldn't hit a ball for shit. So, all right. On to the taste. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
For 100 proof, spice, bold.
Yeah, it's got a nice viscous kind of creaminess to it, but ton of those fruity cherry grape. All the double bubble flavors or big league chew flavors, you mix them up together, make like a suicide big league chew, and then add alcohol.
You know, and honestly, at 100 proof, I was kind of surprised. I thought it would be a lot more mellow, but it's got a lot of character going on.
Yeah, it's got a big, robust spice finish. It's really nice.
Yeah. On the nose, how are you going to rate it?
Thumbs up. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And the taste?
Thumbs up. Really enjoyed it.
And here we go. On the finish?
Thumbs up.
All right.
It was good. Way to go, Triple R.
Yep. There we go. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.